You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
I do not want to betray any confidences here as we head into a segment that all of us dread except for Amin. Amin is cocky around the grid of death and the Reaper. But right when we were about to start, I was told, hold on a second, Bob needs to get his sickle. And I just...
Whoa, no, whoa, whoa.
You're
revealing the identity of the Reaper.
Hey.
This is not me giving away the identity of the Reaper. I did not realize that the Reaper, we were now calling him Bob, like he was just our friend. I don't know who's in the Reaper costume.
So you're saying Reaper is going under a nom de plume?
I'm assuming that the Reaper that you guys had named him Bob, so I was happy that he's become friendly enough in our environment that we now have a name for him, and the name of the Reaper is Bob. So thank you. I wasn't giving away anybody's identity.
Why does the Reaper have a Hawaiian shirt on?
It was explained to me that it's...
And some nice lettuce.
It's late in the week. It's weekend attire. It's not the Monday Reaper. It's the get ready for the weekend Reaper. And that's why he's wearing that shirt. Let's start with Tony as we all go to the grim of the grid of death.
It is grim, too.
Yes, it is also the grim of death.
Shaking now. I think he's laughing. I don't know what's going on here.
The Washington football team.
Yeah, no. Sorry,
he's putting it back.
Yeah. All right, hold on a second. Slow down, Tony. The Washington football team was a 9-point dog at the Packers. These picks, all of the lines given to you by our soulmates at DraftKings. Go ahead, Tony. What else you got?
I go in a porta potty with DraftKings.
This one? That's Cody's bolts, baby.
This is final. He has got the Chargers. The Chargers are on a bye, so you win automatically. Hey!
Or does he?
Congratulations. If there's a swap helmet, Amin
is a present holder of the swap helmet.
Ooh,
do you remember what you pulled?
Yes, Niners.
Okay, so 49ers.
All right, so that is good, but it might be too good, and you might get stuck with the 49ers, and they are a 4-point favorite at home against the Colts. Go ahead, Roy.
Is the golden helmet of life still a thing?
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
It's still in there.
Don't worry about it. Wow. I just pulled it.
The golden helmet. No, that's a different sound. You got to find a different sound in the computer system, unless ESPN wanted to take that away from us. I don't know whether that's something that they wanted or not.
Shan't.
Well, I'm going to keep this.
Okay, well, you're going to lose it to Amin.
Yes, I am.
Wait. We still don't know,
but we've got to get the sound. So this was not celebrated
enough. Roy essentially has the 49ers right now.
Yes, I'm good either way.
Is he making the decision on, do I want the 49ers or should I put this back?
Oh, you're galaxy braining this.
That's the way Roy should be thinking.
This is a difficult thing because if you assume that Amin is going to take that from you, you're going to have a 4-point favorite in the 49ers. But all I'm doing right now is waiting to celebrate the golden helmet of life. It's the biggest treasure in the whole thing.
Solid fill by you.
It deserves a sound effect that makes it feel bigger, heavenly, and echoing.
The golden helmet of life. The golden helmet of life. The golden helmet of life.
So I'm keeping it.
All right. Wow. Okay. So Amin.
49ers for Roy.
Amin, I am jealous of your swap helmet.
Oh, you guys don't know where I'm going with this, though. Hold on. Let's keep going.
Okay, he's got a plot twist.
It's a good point, though. Like, why does Amin need 3 weeks of immunity when is he going to be here next week? No. Is it 3 consecutive weeks, or is it, like, the next 3 weeks Amin is here?
I thought it was 4.
It's 3 weeks. Chris, go ahead and reach into the bucket, see what you can get. Suspiciously large head of hair from the Reaper. Yeah, I'm very
solid
confused.
Lettuce. Let's go to Bob. Here we go. I was getting that on air at some point. Oh, a blue helmet. Oh, the Wizard of Oz helmet. God, this guy.
This damn helmet. That's Lions, Tigers, Bears.
I have some college football matchups if you're interested. Man. We have Clemson versus Pitt, LSU versus Mississippi. Baylor is on a bye. Penn State is playing Illinois.
That's a stupid helmet. I'm putting it back.
Wow, Baylor's on a bye.
You put it back.
It's too late.
2 weeks on the trot. We've given away
Wait. You just pulled the Lions out.
Well, no, but I was thinking that was the same helmet. No.
He just pulled the Lions out.
God, we have some controversy
now. Everything's fine.
You have the Lions now.
I don't have the Lions.
You have the Lions.
They're on a bye, too.
You pulled the Lions out.
See, no one wants me to have the Lions anymore.
They're a 15.5-point dog.
I think they're on a bye.
They're at 15.
You have the wrong sheet. You have last week. I'll just pick another. It's fine.
You have the Lions.
You have the Lions. You're stuck with the Lions.
This is not right.
Where's Billy? It's a total disaster.
Like, Billy's going to help you, Mr. Total disaster. Chaos Anarchist?
You put away a bye. You now have a 15.5.
That's fine. Y'all bullied me into it. It's fine.
You pulled out the Lions.
Welcome to the club, Chris.
There is camera work that shows that you took the bye helmet and you put it back and you pulled out a Lions helmet. Like, what are you? There's proof. What are you yelling at me for? Because you're an oaf.
Why'd you throw the Wizard of Oz in so quickly? You didn't even like.
Seriously, you didn't even listen to me. Like, I was trying to help you.
Trying to do good content here.
That's exactly what happened to me last week, Chris. Exactly what happened. I was like trying to move on from the Jets because, like, oh, the Jets, put it back. And then I realized we're on a bye. Mm-hmm. So it's all, we're all under pressure here to create content.
No.
Keep it moving. Yeah. Oh, keep it moving.
I disagree.
And then you end up sitting in every seat in the stadium.
This is no one listening to the women around here once again. I told you. Baylor has a bye, and you didn't
listen. She did
listen.
Say it. The byes are Bills, Cowboys, Vikings, Steelers, Chargers, Jags, and a surprise Wizard of Oz bye. Go ahead, Jessica. You go ahead and select from Bob's bucket of death.
Yeah, the Seahawks.
The Seahawks are a 3.5-point dog at home against the Saints.
LASIK. Yeah, beware of LASIK.
Geno Smith.
LASIK.
Geno Smith.
Ooh, I got the Rams.
All right, the Rams is an upgrade. They are against Chris Cody's Lions, his disastrous Lions. Bullshit. The Lions, a 15.5-point favorite. Who is picking for Mike Ryan?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. I can also pick for Stugatz or Amin. Actually, Amin should play the role of Stugatz since he's coughed and sat in the chair today. So I'll go first for myself, and then I'll pick for Mike as well.
Mike, you sure you don't want me doing it? No? Okay.
All right, I have the Atlanta Falcons. I believe they're road favorites at the Dolphins.
The Falcons are playing the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are a 1-point dog.
I think the Dolphins are due for a bounce back here. I think. I mean,
brave of you.
I mean, Mike, are you picking for yourself?
I'm picking for myself. Oh, okay. Yeah, picking for myself. I'm going to put the Falcons back. I actually think the Dolphins are winning on Sunday.
Okay, all right.
The Washington football team.
You just played yourself.
9-point dog at the Packers. Ugh. I am so very sorry. Let's get Bob in here with his
bucket. Hold on. I got to pick for Mike.
Okay.
All right, so now this is Mike's pick.
Mike, turn that air conditioning on. Let's hear it.
All right, the New York Jets.
Ouch. Okay, so the Jets are
playing the Patriots.
They're at the Patriots. And
put it back.
And the Patriots are a 6.5-point favorite.
Hi, Cynthia.
The Carolina Panthers.
The Carolina Panthers.
3-point road favorites at the Giants.
All right, so Mike Ryan, you are stuck with that. Come on in here, Bob. Thank you, sir.
Bob?
Mike, how are you feeling about this? How are you feeling about the Carolina Panthers?
I upgraded. Thank you, Witty.
So now,
better for you than I am for myself. I'm heading towards 1-6.
Who's Amin picking for? Stugatz. Is he picking for himself or for Stugatz here?
I like to rummage.
All right, Stugatz is who he says he is picking for.
He already picked.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You've got the swap helmet and the 49ers.
I got the Saints.
All right, the Saints.
The Saint-A-Roonies.
At Seahawks, they are a 3.5-point favorite. The Saint-A-Roonies.
I feel like against Geno Smith, you're probably
the keeper.
A 3.5-point favorite. Jameis Winston on the road.
LASIK.
You're keeping it?
I believe in the LASIK.
Okay, so now it is my turn finally here. Scared of the bucket. I'm scared of the helmet of death. I got the Eagles. The Eagles are at the Raiders. The Raiders are a 3-point favorite.
New coach?
The Eagles. No, they look good last week. I don't want a road team. I don't trust the Eagles.
I don't trust Nick Sirianni.
All right, I got the Steelers here.
Oh, that's a bye.
All right, a bye. No okay. one's happy for me. Look at that. God. Everyone is disgusted by me.
Man.
Yeah, well, keep in mind, Amin has that swap.
I got the swap. Now, here's the thing. It really depends on how the Golden Helmet of Life applies to me. Does it apply as in the weeks that I'm here, or does it just apply for the next 3 weeks?
Next 3 weeks.
No, I would think that you would get them. I would think that you would get the next 3 weeks of freedom picks. When you're
when
here
I'm picking.
Picking.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So that.
No, do we need to call Billy? Do we need to call Billy and get a ruling on this as the commissioner of the league? Because that's what I would assume is in play. But I'd like this segment to end as opposed to just sitting here and having Billy make a yammering commissioner ruling.
There's another level to this. We can also play highest bidder. That's
are,
right.
these, are these things for sale?
I mean,
got hey. Four white claws. Sort of four white claws.
No, it's gonna. I need more. I got four white claws.
Do you want to think out loud about what you're thinking of doing with your swap helmet? Do you want if what you're interested in is creating the dramatic feel of this is a game show?
Yes.
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking I've got three candidates who all ostensibly would give me immunity for this week. Two byes and the Golden Helmet of Life.
Lions are available.
Chris Cody's Lions.
Could have been four.
A 15.5-point dog. Also, the Rams. I think you'd be tempted to take the Rams as a 15.5-point favorite against Man Campbell.
Why would you be tempted to take the Rams?
Just because it's as good as a bye.
He likes to live dangerously.
We have the commissioner on hold.
Okay, the commissioner, Billy Gill, is making an appearance now. Do you want to put your case in front of the commissioner, Billy?
Commissioner Billy... Basically, the Golden Helmet of Life has been pulled. I have a pick swap, so I could get it, but I want to clarify. Does it offer me immunity from the next three times I pick, or just from the next 3 weeks of this game?
Who picked it?
Roy.
Wow, that seems like a biased commissioner.
These are the emails.
That's Billy and his noises.
That's a weird question for the to be the commissioner. We've got a
fact.
We've got an anarchist on our hands.
I'm just collecting the facts.
Yeah.
When
so,
are you on again, Amin?
Well, we haven't figured that out yet, but I'm assuming not next week.
You're an investigator as well as the commissioner. You are conducting your own investigation with follow-up questions here.
Well, I want to make sure that we have all the information before, you know, I levy a ruling. Has someone been picked for me yet, or did you forget about that? And if you did, then disregard that question.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to do it right now. Give me the bucket here. Would you like to pick for you, Billy? Who would you like to pick for you? Do you have a choice? Are you okay with me doing it?
What's wrong with you?
Way to go, Billy.
These noises.
I don't know that I could trust that this is all on the up and up.
It was on camera.
Literally being videotaped.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to get in the Zoom and someone's not letting me in, so I feel like there's some sort of shenanigans at play here.
What would you like, Billy?
Who's picking right now?
It's me, Billy. I was picking for you, but we can have someone else do it if you would like someone else to do it.
pending the results of the pick, you can pick for me.
Wow. He's using all of his powers. We gave him the commissionership, so what are we going to do? We're going to deal with this. You got the Bengals.
And the Browns, right?
At Ravens.
No, they're at the Ravens. 6.5-point dogs.
We're going to put that back. The Packers are a 9-point favorite. The Packers are a 9-point favorite against the Washington football team.
I'll keep that.
I'm not sure that was on the up and up, actually.
Okay, so now you're going to keep that, and I'm also, I stand as the picker. You're not going to change that either with all of your power?
No. That
can what be about a meme?
Okay, yes, back to the ruling.
Back to that, yeah. What was the question again? Does he get 3 appearances off?
Because he's not here every week, does the Golden Helmet of Life, is it just the next 3 weeks, or is it the next 3 weeks that he's here?
No, I think it's 3 weeks.
Boom.
No, but
Amin has something better to
good
offer.
Answer.
No,
good
no,
answer.
I do because the whole idea of the Golden Helmet of Life is that the next 3 times I pick, I have immunity. Yeah. So me not being here, I'm not picking.
But he doesn't want an argument from you. I think he wants goods. Oh, I think he wants.
You were
like
a dick to me yesterday. So 3 weeks. That's it.
Okay. Wow. Okay. A biased commissioner. 3 weeks. That's it. It's been ruled
corruption.
Yes.
Well, now that makes
because
it a
Miami.
Lot. It makes it a lot because of Miami.
I mean, you're going to be on like 3 times the entire football season. That means you'd be done for the year.
Look, man, what can I say?
He's made his ruling. So what do you want to do now? As the owner of the swap helmet, you can choose from Billy's Packers.
No, you can't. Dan, calm down.
Jessica's Rams, 2 buys, me and Tony, or the Golden Helmet of Life.
Stick it to Billy and me. Come on.
Oh, man. What are the remaining punishments? This is going
to... Get on with it. Come on.
Roy,
make a decision.
For a week.
Well, here's the thing. If I don't pick your helmet, Dan Levitard, or Tony, or Roy, or Jessica, what are you going to do for me?
Or Lions.
Well, I don't know why you would pick mine, because it's not an automatic win.
15 and
so
a
you
half.
Might end up screwing yourself there.
This is the longest segment in the
history. Oh, Mike is so furious. Like, Mike is, his head has hung like 10 times, and it's Amin. It's just Amin pooping on the show at the very end.
This is high drama. Just,
it's not high
this
drama.
This is high drama.
People are bored with you. People are bored with you.
Nobody's
They're
bored.
Billy, the segment needed to end with Billy, and here you are just dragging it to a petering end.
What are the, this is a real question. What are the remaining punishments?
No one. Everyone just wants you to go.
No,
whether
I know.
You dress up or not.
They all
like,
suck.
Yeah, they all suck.
Is the Donda still on the board?
No, I took it.
I thought you weren't afraid of anything. I thought you were swaggering a mean. I can do anything. I'm not afraid of
you
the grid of death.
You could switch Twitter accounts with Roy for a week.
Well, hold on.
Steve
if
Martin also.
For a moment.
No, I'm picking that, by the way.
I mean, you should have a fresh grid to choose from because more people lost last week than punishments we still had. So you should have a wide open.
So he's saying one of the easy ones from the next group of punishments is going to be available to you. You're going to be the first pick from the next group of punishments.
In that case, in an act of complete anarchy, Roy, you're safe. Tony, here's this rose. You're safe, too.
Wow.
Hey.
Jessica. You are
I don't
safe.
Like my chances.
Oh, it's going to come to me. Of course
no,
it is.
Billy.
But I'm going to have the 49ers, as a favorite at home.
It's just a
peter out of a segment.
Dan, you've been mean to me all day long.
Wow.
Giving me a hard time. Uh-huh. Right?
Me too yesterday.
I'm trying to, get my voice together with some a cuppa. And you're just out here just throwing me under
Hurry
the bus
up!
Every day.
Yeah. It's a Friday. We're almost into the weekend right now, and you're still talking. It's Friday, and
Scott Hansen has already introduced 7 hours of commercial-free football.
Let's go, Amin. And take the Steelers helmet. I don't give a f-. Just end the segment.
Really ascertaining during
just
this segment.
End the segment. I don't care what
Friday,
you do.
Am I right?
Wow. Language. I'm taking Billy's helmet.
Whoa!
look at Billy.
Poor
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think. about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don Levitard.
And finally, Fruit Loops are all the same flavor, just different colors. I refuse to believe that.
Is that right?
I refuse to believe it. I mean, try the grapefruit loop and tell me that doesn't taste different than the cherry one, because it does. I love Fruit Loops.
Stugatz.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Did you know that all of Fruit Loops were the same flavor, just different colors?
Refuse to believe it.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Hey.
Le champion. A legend. The greatest ever celebrity prognosticator. He had that title before this year. Already better than Carrot Top by a considerable margin. And then what did he do? He came back and recreated history.
Woo! It's
my
crazy.
Man's streaking right now.
It's crazy. Yeah. Yes, Jericho. Yeah.
Let's go. Don't call him that.
No, I apologize. Come on.
Come on.
Listen, you can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for the celebrity prognosticator segment, because I'm on a roll, Daddy-O.
It is crazy. He went 4-1 last week. Colin Cowherd was 1-4. He just learned right now that he went 4-1 last week. You're not tracking your picks. You're not paying attention. You're just sideswiping Cowherd every week, not trying at all, correct?
Why do you still have that hack involved on your show, man? He's the guy that gets paid big bucks to call this stuff. I can't even remember. They just come to me as if in a dream, Dan. And here we are. People are making money off Jericho. You're making money off Jericho. Everything is going great. That's why I'm back, as you knew I would be.
It is amazing. It has been a run. Now, Carrot Top does dispute that Jericho is the real champion. I invited him to be on here. And so at some point, hopefully we can get you, because he says still that he's the real champion. But because you're writing on AEW, Jericho, can we get a storyline? We wanted something better than this Universal Champion. We wanted a solar system belt or something. Like, can we just go to even more extreme to make someone a champion of planets known and unknown? Can we create a belt that's, you know, never been created before?
We can do whatever we want, man. It's our show. And I did say our, because I feel like I'm just as much of a part of it now, at least as much as Stu Gotz is. He's not even on the line today. So what the hell does he know? So we can do whatever we want. What do you want to do? You want to create an intergalactic championship? You want to create a championship that's only defended in Zimbabwe? You want to do a Moose Jaw Saskatchewan championship? What do you want, man? The world is your oyster. I mean, you say it, I'll make it happen.
Come on, we've got to make this happen. You guys
are a championship of time and space.
That's good. I like that one. That's good. That can work anytime and any space. Whoever owns that title is the champion, which is basically omnipotent. That's a good word.
Your challenger could be George Washington one day. Who knows?
It could be. It could be George Washington Carver. I'll stuff those peanuts right up his ass. What do you think about that? That's what I'll do.
Would you cut a promo on Genghis Khan?
It seems aggressive.
Genghis Khan, right. Tony Khan, Gandhi. His last name might be Khan. I'm not sure. But anyway, the Wrath of Khan, Ricardo Montalban, whatever you want. They're all going downtown to Chinatown, man. Time and Space Continuum Championship. They're all going to get some.
I want to do this. I want him to fight. I want him to cut wrestling promos across all of entertainment.
I'm not sure we're going to get better than I'll shove peanuts right up George Washington Carver's ass.
I mean, you doing a
wrestling. That's pretty good off the top of his head.
You never thought that was coming today, did you?
No, didn't see that coming.
Let's go ahead and pick these games.
And now it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
Last week you told an amazing Mickey Rourke story. I don't want to be this lazy about it, Jericho, but what do you consider your best story? Like your best wrestling story? Because you're an entertainer and a storyteller, and you have so many of these. You just farted out a Mickey Rourke story that was unbelievable. Do you have a favorite story?
You know, it's one of those things where you say to a comedian, like, be funny, do something funny. Like when the situation presents itself, I got a story about just about everything. So that's why I also have 5 books, which I'm sure you've read all 5 of them. I'm sure you use them as almost entertainment sports Bibles with all of the experiences and great stories that I have. My all-time favorite story, though, is by far the dumbest story I've ever had. I was on a plane to India, and we had a transfer through Frankfurt, Germany. And this was about 2002 when we still had Discmans. Look it up, kids. You would basically bring a box of CDs, and then you would put them in your Discman, and that was what you would listen to pre-iPod. So I had left my Discman on the plane when I got off. And when you get off the plane, as you guys know, if you forget something, you got to wait for all the salmon to swim downstream so you can get back on the plane. So I was sitting, you know, pretty whatever I was sitting. It took a while for the people to get off. So I'm standing and I look over and I see this kind of rotund, portly man in a wheelchair. And he's got super dyed black eyebrows, super dyed black beard, and kind of a receding hairline, super dyed. I'm like, that guy is super familiar. And then I realize, oh my gosh, that's Luciano Pavarotti, possibly the most famous person in the history of the world. European designations. So I'm just looking at him, and when I look at him, he looks at me, and then we lock eyes. And whenever you lock eyes, that's when you got to say something, right? You can't just stand there and be like looking at each other. So I just ask him. I had some dentine. I said, "Hey, you want a piece of gum?" And he said, "No, stick it to the dentures. But go ahead, have some gum." So I had some gum, and then I said, "How's it going?" He's good. "Oh, it's good. You know, my foot is sore." I'm like, "Okay, cool, man." So finally, I get to go back on to the plane and grab my Discman. I'm like, "I'm gonna get Pavarotti to sign my Discman." And I run back up, and he's just getting wheeled away by his handlers. And I'm like, "Mr. Pavarotti, sign, please." He goes, "No autograph, no autograph." So he didn't want to chew the gum because it's sticking to the denture, but he wouldn't sign my Discman either.
And you're still carrying the rejection with you all these years later. It hurts you.
I like just the sticker to the dentures. Like that's a real, I'm not exaggerating this with like some stupid, like Italian goofy accent. He said sticker to the denture. And I was like, that's probably the best line ever quoted by Luciano Pavarotti by far.
Are you ready to do the games?
I left you guys speechless with that one.
It was great.
You didn't think you'd be talking about George Washington Carver and Pavarotti on the show this morning,
did you?
Well,
it's because Mike Ryan was telling me that Abe Lincoln evidently developed or invented the choke slam.
Yeah, I just read this right now as we continue your defense of the championship of space and time. Abe Lincoln might pose a threat because he invented one of the go-to moves for all the great wrestling big men, the choke slam.
Well, I don't know if he invented a choke slam, but there is actually stories and reports that Abe Lincoln was a pro wrestler. Absolutely. That is true. The choke slam might be, he might be pushing it on that one, but the fact he was a pro wrestler at some point is a fairly well-documented story.
next
And week. Listen, if he shows his face, I'll kick his ass too. I don't care. Emancipation, who gives a shit? I'm ready to rock it. I don't care.
I do actually.
You're healing. You can't heal Abraham Lincoln. I don't think so.
We called Honest Abe a liar.
You did.
No, you can't do any of what you did.
That is nuclear heat you're getting nothing. Right now,
don't
Jericho.
Do any, no, you don't.
Just League of the Promos.
No.
Four score 20 years ago, I beat Abe Lincoln's ass.
No, leave Lincoln alone and yeah.
I don't care. I'm crazy, man. Yeah. Fight anybody in time and space.
You end your promo with, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? And you drop the mic.
Boom. Mic drop. Bam.
Yeah. All right. Next week, we'll have a wrestling promo for Abe Lincoln. Bengals at Ravens. Ravens -6.5. Who you got?
Wow. Cincinnati's kind of a boring team. And I do like the English heavy metal band Raven. So I'm going to go with Raven.
Panthers at Giants. Giants +3 at home. Who you got?
Giants. You can't beat Giants at home. That's my opinion.
I believe everyone has.
You know what? Don't question the greatest celebrity prognosticator's motive.
You guys could think my reasoning is ridiculous, but here I am in Cowards at home.
But they lost.
His numbers and his stats. I'm going by a new wave of British heavy metal bands.
They lost 38-11 at home.
Anyone in the league.
It was a scoregami.
Chiefs at Titans. Titans +4 at home.
Titans had a good game this week, but... I like Mahomes. I'm going with the Chiefs.
Eagles at Raiders.
Who owned the Chiefs, Dan? Who owned the Chiefs?
Why are you showing
that's a slap shot joke, I think.
Oh, I missed it. Yeah. You know what? I've never seen slap shot.
What?
Never
really?
Seen
you
it.
What?
Never all seen right. it.
That does it. Next okay. week, I'm taking over the show.
Eagles
it's the
at
Chris
Raiders.
LeJericho show.
I'm embarrassed. The Raiders -3. Who you got?
Who's the first team?
Eagles at Raiders.
Fly like an eagle to the sea.
He keeps picking
absolutely.
The eagle.
Well, love
one of these
Miller
nights, man. The Eagles are going to win, and that night is next weekend.
Texans at Cardinals. Cardinals -17.
Oh, I mean, come on, dude. Yeah, I'm going with the Texans for that one for sure.
Wait a minute. What just happened there? That's
the card Texans?
Which is which, it? There's which some confusion. The card Texans you're picking...
The Cardexans.
Okay.
What are you guys talking about? I said, sorry. Sorry for not being completely. I had one little mumble out of 1,000 great stories and carrying this show.
Yeah.
The Texans. Texans. Okay. Read my lips. Texans.
You're taking a 17-point dog against the NFL's only undefeated team, but I have faith in you, Chris Jericho.
Hold on a second. Whoa. I thought you said that they were -17.
Well, please tell me that he doesn't understand how the point spreads work. Because
so, I do understand.
No, I hope you don't.
The Cardinals are
not.
So -17 means they're favored by 17 points. That's the Cardinals who are undefeated.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah, you know what?
Double down.
I'm going Texans.
Yeah.
No fear.
A call on Cowherd would have went, oh, I made a mistake. Let's change it to the easy. No. Every team. Listen, Jacksonville won this week. Every team can win. That's the great thing about the parity in the league of the NFL. Every team has a chance. This is going to be like the Bad News Bears, except for they're going to win and not lose and drink underage in front of Buttermaker. This is the opposite of that. They're going to win, have a great celebration, and I'm going to be leading the charge with my parade.
He's never been wrong.
An excellent Buttermaker reference. The coach in Bad News Bears, Jericho. No, that's sophisticated.
I'm glad you got that one since you whiffed on the slap shot.
Thank you for being on with us. Hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
There's no hopefully. I told you before. I'll see you next week.
You keep
and Dan, here's your homework. If you're sitting at home tonight with a big cigar and having a beer or a coffee or whatever, watch Slapshot, one of the greatest sports movies of all time. Mark my words. You will love it. It's amazing.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Is Slapshot one of the greatest movies of all time?
Sports movies or greatest movies, but sports movies too.
Thank you, Jericho. Next week.
Au revoir.
Yeah, next week.
Tickets to the dance.
Next week, you kick Harry S. Truman's ass.
Hey, Abe Lincoln, I don't care about emancipation. Who cares about emancipation? And Roy says, I do.
Yeah, thank God it was just wrestling, which was predetermined, not fake.
Jericho going out on his back on that one.
Millard Fillmore.
Taft. William Henry Taft. That's what I was thinking about. I wanted to start naming just
Shove
random
those
presidents.
Peanuts right up his ass. Just get a heel promo.
Yo, but it's funny because instantly, as soon as he said it, I thought of like...
Peanuts.
No. I thought of like the actual promo. Tonight at the Cow Palace. George Washington Carver, I'm going to shove peanuts right up your ass. Like, just addressing the camera.
Let me tell you something about Macon, Georgia.
I'll be making problems for you.
All these yokels here in Kalamazoo.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.